Okay, so just a very quick ad read here for Fortitude Strength, the home of the very new Fifth and Dribble podcast studio. Lachlan, how experienced do you need to be to come to Fortitude Strength to work out?
You mean zero experience?
Zero experience?
Well, maybe a little bit, but probably zero.
Probably zero. I think they have beginner courses.
You might die, but they have them.
They also have intermediate courses. And I have been here for the expert courses. You've seen me out here on the expert courses.
Was that when you didn't have a shirt?
That is when I didn't have a shirt. The lid was popped. You could probably even come and train for...
I think I trained for a marathon.
A what?
A what?
A marathon.
A what?
A what?
Yeah, that's how I trained for a marathon.
Yeah, you could probably train for a what, I guess. But head on down to Fortitude Strength located in Castle Hill and make sure you meet all of your fitness needs. Shout out Fortitude Strength.
Shout out Boston Dave.
As always, we are brought to you by The Cover. You can find them at thecover.com.au or The Cover AU on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and just wherever you find good podcasts.
Thurston to choose from, which coast? He hits it, he's got it! He's got the field goal! He's got the premiership!
It was better than Lego!
What can I say? Mamba out.
And we are back. Welcome back to the Fifth and Dribble podcast. Sitting here with you boys, I'm Matty B on Lock Lock. What's good, my guy?
Welcome back, Matty B. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Okay, a little thrown out of whack. Haven't been to work today because it's a Sunday.
It is a Sunday. We are, you know, peek behind the kimono. We're doing this on a Sunday.
A little kimono.
Oh, peeking. Keep your kimono on, big boy.
Okay, all right. I had the kimono off earlier.
I know you did. You had your lid was popped.
Lid is always popped.
And then, you know, you can hear by the silence, we are missing the Sherpa. We FaceTimed him quickly. He also had his lid popped.
Hey, we're lid popping merchants.
Look, okay. You could pop your lid.
I don't know about him popping his no Sherpa. So if the audio quality sucks, you know why. We are recording on a new system in the new stude with the new desks. Oh, everything is just new, shiny, fucking just not tainted.
It's nice, isn't it? I mean, we did do a practice run with the recording, so hopefully the audio, you know, picks up. Otherwise, we will be getting a message from the Sherpa saying,
"You suck.
I told you so. You guys suck. You're shit."
We tried to get him here.
Go fuck yourself.
To be fair, we tried to get him here and the little boy's busy.
Look, he did have a bit on his plate, he reckoned.
Oh, the little boy's busy. It's okay. It's fine. We'll miss him. It's funny. When he misses the NBA stuff, it's fine because he doesn't add any value. But, like, I miss him for these ones. He adds value here.
Especially when Para get a rare win.
Nice to have him with a Morgan Harper first try score.
Look, that was cook. Shout out to Udi Better. If you're following socials, the Udi Better didn't get up this week, but did pick Morgan Harper as an anytime try scorer.
The spud.
I said in the chat we have with the Udi Better, you are kidding me. You should have got better odds for that. He's not going over. I saw him go over first try scorer and just went, fuck, the dude knows what he's talking about.
Dude knows his shit. He's a little rose-coloured when it comes to Parramatta. But
Morgan Harper, really?
Morgan Harper.
You would have to give me like $18 odds to pick him anytime try scorer.
Yeah.
Then I remember
imagine
the
first time how much he would have been paying. Oh,
fuck.
Jesus.
Give me first time AFB in that Warriors game.
That would have been something. All right, well, this is not the format for it. Let's get to the weekends. Lockie, how was your weekend, my guy?
Weekend was good.
Not over.
I was going to say, as you said, we're recording on a Sunday. So it's not finished just yet. And for those at home, we're recording on a Sunday because we've got something special brewing on a Monday.
Oh, something special.
So you just have to wait to see what gets brewed out of that. So keep your ears and eyes posted. But
those that are listening, it's Tuesday. So it's like a very weird behind a kimono. We're 48 hours behind. It feels bizarre.
It does feel bizarre. It's going to be, I'm going to forget what I've said by the time this
comes out.
More so than usual.
Yeah.
Anyway, so look, I had a really chill weekend. Didn't do a whole lot. Got stuck into round one. It was nice to have a bit of a decompressed weekend. Been a busy few ones.
Mm.
Friday night, got home to watch the Mighty Mighty Panthers go down. That was a tough Friday night. Was in a bad mood Friday night.
First zero since 2022. Mm. Round 22 of 2022 or something. Yeah. So, you know.
It happens.
It does.
I was at that game, that 2022 game.
Oh no!
It was at Penrith against the Storm, wearing that what was at the time the unlucky jersey.
Oh yes,
yes. Yes, I was at that game.
The unlucky jersey.
Bad luck chumps all around. Let me tell you. Yes. So I was unlucky. And that was Friday night. So I did homemade palmies though.
Oh,
it was all right.
Yummy.
It was all right. Don't mind a little homemade palmy. Nice, something different. Like I was at the pub.
Oh.
That, a couple of Canadian clubs.
Yummy.
Like being out and about.
Yummy, but not because you're probably in track pants sitting at home.
I don't think, yeah. Maybe I'm not a track pants. I'm not, too warm I'm for not track a track pants. Pant guy though.
Really?
No, I'm not
a track pant guy. I'm a big track pant
I know
guy.
You are, but when it's because I can't get them long enough.
Oh, unlucky.
Yeah.
Unlucky. I came home late last night, had the shower before bed, and then was like, oh, I'm not tired yet. Track pants, wife beater, One Tree Hill.
Fuck yeah. I've seen a lot of wife beaters running around lately. Okay. Unfortunately, I think they're coming back, mate.
They're back, bro. They are back. Yeah. So, man, it is what it is, you know?
I don't know. I saw someone at the gym the other day in like the compression tee and like the cargos.
Okay.
Young fella. Bro, I was like, what is doing?
You will never catch me in a compression tee and the cargos.
Which one would you get caught in first?
Compression tee.
No, you don't like the cargos?
I do like cargos.
You, you have the...
At this current point in my life, I would get caught in a compression tee before I get caught in cargos. In the day, I used to rock the shit out of some cargos.
I see you wearing cargos though. Like the long cargos, not shorts, like long cargos.
Yeah. Like the Ron Stoppable cargos.
I guess, yeah. You are more naked mole rat. You are more
ruthless. Why are you going to do me like that?
Anyway, so Saturday. Oh fuck! It was yesterday. Why am I blanking?
It was literally yesterday.
Look, kind of. Oh, I can't. You know what? I did part one of a two-part IKEA visit.
Oh yes, you did.
So went out yesterday. Had to only get a few things. I knew we were going out for the show, as Matt mentioned. We got our shiny new desk down here. You can't see on camera, so I'm lucky for you.
See a little bit.
Oh, very nice.
Hello.
It's a little Sherpa's corner over there. We'll figure that out later.
Don't care about him.
So that was good. Went out to Kenya. Went out to Costco.
Oh, pizza, hot dog. Chicken burger.
No.
Have you had the chicken burger there?
George got the chicken burger.
Slaps.
I had a bite and went, what the fuck? It was good.
Like $8 for the chicken burger, chips, and a drink.
So the sauce. Slaps. I don't know what the sauce was. It was like
fake In and Out sauce.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was good. So I was into that. I, of course, got pizza and a hot dog, piece of pizza and a hot dog.
Yeah,
that's all right.
$4. To not get pizza.
There was some old lady there at the drink fountain filling up a Gatorade bottle full of Mountain Dew. Everyone was letting it happen.
What? She was
walking around with a Gator filled with Mountain Dew.
Gatorade bottle?
Let me tell you.
Filled with the fucking Mountain Dew.
Everyone let auntie do it, so it wasn't too big of an issue. So I had a little bit of bite there, and we went late in the afternoon. We went at like 3:34 o'clock by the time we got around. A few things on during the day. Went for like a late lunch. Went shopping. Got stuff, but didn't buy unnecessary shit. It's really nice.
Just there for the necessary
stuff. What we got, well, you know, you can tell yourself anything's necessary. Yeah. You really need to, I think, was more of what happened. Got a lot of good stuff, and we'll leave it. We're about to leave, and we go, we probably got to start thinking, do we want to get something from dinner from here to cook? What do we want to do? We get chicken, nice little rolls. We can do something. And we go, we're just wasting time here. Let's go buy a pizza and have pizza for dinner. Costco pizza for dinner. So we just did that. And George and I watched some of the football. We watched the Parrot Dogs game.
Yes.
The back half of it by the time I got home.
Yep.
Had the pizza, and then she turned to me and goes, I think I'm a bit footballed out for this weekend. I've hit my limit. I said, that's fair.
That's an early limit.
Early limit, but it's still early in the season. She did the Thursday, the two Fridays, and the Saturday game. So I was...
Look, for a Westerner, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm still turning my nose up.
We'll work on the stamina, but she did well. I came home on the Friday. She was already on the
watching it by herself. Watching it by herself.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That has boded.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
that's why when she said, "Look, I'm a bit over this. We need to watch something else." I said, "Look, I get that. You've done it. Plus,
did you go quiet on the phone? Did you put it on the phone and put it on silent?"
No, I didn't. I was like, I'll watch the shortened version in the morning, which is what I did. So I did this morning.
Not a sponsor.
I'm not telling you what I watched. So I did that this morning, as you know, as I am one to do.
Yes.
So that was good. And then today I didn't do a whole lot. It was a big life admin day. At home, getting stuff done. Did a lot of cleaning, actually.
A lot of cleaning.
Got the meal preps.
Lovely.
I'm prepped till Wednesday.
You're prepped till Wednesday?
Prepped till Wednesday.
Wow. Who are you? Who are you?
It's 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, my God.
Till Wednesday on the Sundays.
Who are you?
Doesn't matter. I don't even. You could say, you got lunch for Wednesday? Yeah, I do, bro.
You clearly do. Well, I'm proud of you. That's good.
I'm on it, right? 2 weeks.
That's really good. 2 weeks.
2 weeks running. And then we went out for our IKEA trip.
Yes.
We got the new stuff for the studio, which was really nice.
Very good.
Returned the one thing I bought from IKEA yesterday. So that was a bit of a bust yesterday, but it is what it is, sort of.
No. You didn't buy it.
Oh, no, I didn't buy it. Shout out, Georgia. Thank you for that money. That money's now in my account. So thank you. Happy days. Oh, you just kicked the camera, Matty. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
I've never kicked the camera.
Oh, no. So. Oh, stop kicking the cameras, bro.
Yeah, we're good. Anyway, so we came home. We came to the studio. And
Your bottle is in shot, my friend.
We put the fub hacks together. And
we did.
You were
extremely
frustrated at a couple of corner pieces on these tables.
Yes, I was getting grumpy. I am good at a flat pack. I'm just like, I'm not the best at reading the instructions. I'm a skimmer. I skim too. And on this particular one, I skimmed and was like, oh, it's on this side. And then it just, the bolt wouldn't go, wouldn't fucking fit. It was on the other side, wasn't it? So I was quite upset with myself and at the piece as well. And then when we had done the first one, we were flying through the second one and then we got held up because I went ahead. I tightened one side too tight and we then couldn't get.
They do say you got to leave a little slack.
Yeah, I did not leave enough slack.
No.
Which was slack of me. We were stuck on that piece for a good 5 minutes and we were both getting quite testy.
We were.
Again.
It's not good. We do get like that.
It do be like that.
So, but I mean, hey, all's well that ends well. It's all set up. Tables looking nice and sturdy. We're going to add more. See the blank spaces behind. Well, Matt, rather than me, I got curtains behind me, blinds behind me. Not much we can do there, but we are gonna jazz up the studio a little bit.
It's gonna be jazzed.
It's gonna look really nice. So keep an eye out for that new studio. Big things coming, and
we're taking photos as we go. We're keeping a process documented.
We are, and we're not recording on a Monday night because we have something, as I said, something special on a Monday night. We will be recording, but it will not be out yet.
A little speciale. My weekend, thanks for asking, you fucking
still won't
dog,
ask. Still
as
won't
always.
Ask.
Friday, what do you have to on Friday? Friday, I went into the city.
I know.
Went to Untied, had an engagement, a surprise engagement party. So Adonis threw together a surprise engagement party for her best friend, Vandy, and her partner, the sweet prince. And it was fun. It was the collision of two worlds. They've obviously got an outside work life and an inside work life. So the work people were there and outside work people were there. And Adonis was like, a couple people turned up late and she's calling me and she's like, I can't stall. I'm stuck. I'm going to go into a bathroom stall and just like pretend that my bodysuit doesn't work. So she was in there for like 10 minutes, like fucking just absolutely freaking out while we're waiting for the sweet prince to arrive because he's a notoriously late man. And we're all there already. Like
when it's your event, you're allowed. It's fashion late.
He didn't know.
Even better.
He has a reason. So
he just rock up. Oh boy, I'm not keen for this.
I'll see you later.
Not into this.
So yeah. So that was that was fun on the outside. It was funny listening to it. I wasn't the one that had to stall, so it was fine. I was drunk as a fucking skunk as well. I think like 4 or 5 196s on the way in, and then it was like bottle
flavor. What flavor?
I had 3 grapes, 2 lemons. Nice. We had that peach one. Didn't like it. So
I didn't mind. It grew me. It did taste artificial, but I'd probably have to take 11 or 12 where I could really make a judgment on it. Like okay.
Maybe that's a weekend
task.
I have
to do that. I have to choose one day and, you know, just really try 11 or 12 of them.
Shame.
You know, just to make sure.
and then we, so we got in and that was good. Bottomless Froze. It was really good.
I would fuck with that.
It
I
was really good.
I saw that rosé that we were going to have one time in my fridge store.
What was it? It was only like $50 too. 2 hours bottomless rosé. And then like they stopped checking the wristbands. So we got like nearly three and a half hours of it, which was good. There was a passion fruit and pineapple flavor. Little passion fruit seeds in there. Oh, delicious.
I mean, if you're going out,
delicious.
$50 is two glasses of wine. Literally, anyway, bro. Nowadays, and we had like maybe a third.
So I had a whole night of drinking. We went to Bungalow 8 after that, bought a round of shots, got the Uber home, and I think I spent less than $100.
Oh, how'd you wrangle the Uber?
It was a Uber XL. So it was split. many ways.
So you can say it was an Uber pool.
No.
You guys heading that way? Let's just take it and rip it.
So that was
have you ever done an Uber pool?
Nah,
I never done it.
Nah, I know some people that like have done the Uber pool just because it's obviously cheaper.
Look,
they'll put the Uber pool in and then often we'll just save $25.
Yeah, I'm not against it, but I would be fine to do the Uber pool. Maybe I should start looking.
Yeah, it'd be fine. I'll just fucking drive places, you know.
Depends if they
allegedly call it drink driving. It's fine. So as I said, after Untied, we went to Bungalow 8 for a little bit of a boogie, little dance. It was actually the best night of music I've had there. I'm not usually a fan of Bungalow 8.
Yeah, what were they playing? They're normally a bit hit or miss.
It was a lot of really good mix stuff. a lot of hip hop. And then, you know, they'd sprinkle in a little bit of ABBA. And then they'd come back to the new
school.
Was
it busy at Bungalow?
It was pretty busy. Yeah, it was pretty busy. And of all ages.
I find that now going out,
22s all the way through to 45s, I reckon.
Still hanging out with the 45s.
There was all ages, I'm telling you, my friend. So we had a bit of a boogie. I got reckless and jumped on a yacht off the wharf, allegedly. And then security came over and said, mate, you know you're not supposed to be on there. I'm like, oh, but my friend's name is Jackson. So I took a photo with the sign and then got off the yacht.
It's his boat, bro.
It's his boat, bro.
Do you know what that is?
Do you not know who Jackson is, bro?
It's Jackson, bro. Come on, you don't know Jackson. He doesn't know Jackson.
Bro, he's not been knowing Jackson. So that was Friday. Crawled into bed about 3:30.
Nice.
That was fun. And then you know the room that I now reside in.
Mm-hmm.
The sun comes into that thing with a burning inferno. It is fucked. And my bed is the same way as yours was.
Yeah.
And it's right through that left window, straight on your entire body.
On your entire body. For 12 months straight, I woke up thinking, the first thought of every morning is, fuck, it is hot. Why is this room so hot? And we were discussing this off air. Yeah. You open the door, you go out into the landing.
And it's a whole temperature change.
And you just go, oh my God, is this what it was like?
Is this the real world?
Is this, oh my God, I was in the sweat box in here. It is a sauna.
Yeah,
you have a little fan in there. You got a fan?
I have a fan in there.
It's not working.
Doesn't do much.
Yeah,
doesn't do much
at all. I feel for you there. And it's nice and... the afternoon because sun's on the other side of the house.
Yes.
But in the morning, it's hot.
Yeah, so fucked. So sun woke me up about 8 o'clock and I was like, oh, I need more sleep. So I closed
And you wake up. Oh, the dehydrated.
Yeah, the dry mouth. So I had a bit more sleep and then got up about 10:30, 11.
Is that when you messaged me?
Yeah. Got about 10:30, 11 and then needed some eggs. So I went for a little jaunt, turned into about a 4K walk. Lid was popped, of course.
Yeah. You take a lid, bro.
Yeah. Then had to do some life admin-y stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then went to the gym and just died with Big Dick. We just absolutely got a flat tire as well.
Also came here for the gym.
Shout out to Fortitude Strength, chilling out at Fortitude HQ. Was here for the gym, got a flat tire upon arrival. That was not fun. And we were idiots and thought, oh, let's just change it after the workout when our entire bodies were just absolutely cooked.
I will say you're an idiot, but I also would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, yeah, it's going to be fine. Finish and you just think, fuck that wheel.
Why did I do that?
Got to do that wheel.
Got to do that fucking wheel now. And then I justified eating McDonald's by walking to McDonald's. So that was another 6.5K round trip.
Near where we used to film?
Yeah, near where we used to film. Lid again popped.
When you're telling me about your weekends, I'm assuming you don't take the show. The show doesn't leave the house.
People might see me on the camera. I'm a little pink, a little red.
I did think you were pink when you had a pop before.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I got the weird shading of the underboob again. So it's fine.
I'm gonna ask the others to make sure you have the lid on when you leave the house.
No, it's okay. It's all right. And then what else? Saturday night went out to the Riff. Little Pinot and Picasso for a hen's night, which was okay. Paint a little Mount Fuji, little mm-hmm. Japanese temple and all this kind of stuff. So that was fine. Again, it was drying there. So I will be receiving it, I think, tomorrow.
Do they send it?
Nah, because we know someone that lives in Penrith. So they're going to go and pick it up. because there was another class today. So that was again with the work crew. Yeah, late night dinner, got home about 1-2 o'clock. And as I said, track pants, wife beater, One Tree Hill, opened a block of chocolate.
I have another group chat who beautiful. Have jumped on the One Tree Hill train as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are they up to?
I don't know. I think they just started about jumping back on it.
Season 2, Nathan is the GOAT.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be far in there, but it's our boy, Big Jimbo.
Oh, shout out Jimbo. His boys,
he's a One Tree Hill fan from back in the day.
Oh, that, back in the day.
OC and Friday Night Lights, that's him.
Oh, back in the day.
That's him, the big fella.
Jimbo and I need to sit down and have some words there.
Yeah, you boys would have some discussions. Him and I have discussed over many a pint, let me tell you.
Yes, okay. All right, many a discussions. Then today, filmed a little bit of content with another local podcast, Lockdown Sports. So that was some fun. I cleaned up the studio, which is-
You did a great cleanup in here. It's looking-
Thank you so much. Cleaned up the studio a little bit ahead of our specialness tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And I knew that we were going to get a bit of furniture today, so- wanted some space to maneuver and a flat pack, which I again got testy at. So the only thing, like my skin was not the only thing red today. My temper was as well. So yeah, that's my weekend. It was good. Chatted to Mumsy for a little bit. Oh, I had brunch with my brother. He's up from Melbourne.
Yeah, a busy so one.
It was
a hectic one,
it
mate.
It was packed, bro. It was jam-packed. So, didn't get much time for football, to be honest. I was out a lot. But I've done my research.
You have done?
I've had a little bit of a look, and we're going to get into it. Let's go on piss first, and then we'll get into it. Go piss, girl. Yes.
Hey, guys. Just Matty B checking in here in the middle of the podcast. Look, you think that we're on a piss break right now, but actually, we're on a dubby break. You guys have heard it all before. Dubby is our number one go-to source of caffeine when there's a coffee drip not around. Some beautiful flavors with zero sugar, zero artificial colors or dyes, zero secret formulas or nasty hidden ingredients. It's gluten-free. We love these unique flavors. The guava watermelon burst, oh, so damn good. It's a much better alternative than smashing regular caffeine into your system. So make sure you head to dubby.gg and use code 5thnd at checkout, 5thnd for 10% off. Praise be unto Dubby and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back. Welcome back. Quick touch on fantasy as we do when we talk NRL. It is the NRL season. I lost this week, and it's
depressing. You are 0-1, my friend.
Yeah, I had 3 people not play, 2 for the bye, 1 Mr. Hot Piss just didn't get named to the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs squad.
Your opponent had a good game, like, and he had a good team too. Everyone on his team played
above average.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Except for Mitchell Moses. Mitchell Moses probably should have played better, but he probably scored what Luke Brooks should have scored, and Luke Brooks scored what Mitchell Moses should have scored.
Fair. I think that's probably going to be moving forward. Yeah. I did get the win.
I need to max king.
I will say Isaiah Yeo 70 saved me, and I'm glad the Fox had won. So that was nice.
Yes,
we do play fantasy, not super coach for those playing at home. So those scores are a little bit
different to what you're probably used to. The Sherpa himself got the win as well. He actually top scored out of the 3 of us.
He did.
So good on him.
He had a similar thing. His lowest score here looking at it was
31.
28 with DSAF, and then like 30. Yeah, like he had some good players. I mean, I almost got dicked by Cartwright getting a 91.
Oh, well, Sherpa got 81 from Latrell and 60 from Johnson and 66 from Tohu Harris. So that's all good scores. Look, again, I'm not making excuses, but I'm making excuses. One of the best hookers in the game had a bye this week. Mr. Apisai.
Yeah, you'll be good. Yeah, once he comes back, you'll be all right.
And Davey Clemmer usually tackles his dick off. So I expect a minimum 35 from him every week. So that was annoying. It was unfortunate. I think with the two of them, I definitely would have won. But, you know, shout out to the man for beating me. You can only play the team that's in front of you.
And we did have a draw this week, but that'll get worked out in a recount, I think, tomorrow morning. So I'll see what happens.
Very good, very good. All right. Rugby league, we've already talked about the Vegas games, so we're not going to touch on them. as well. We also are still in talks with Rugby League Realm on who the team of the week is going to be. So we're not going to fly through that either. It won't be your regularly scheduled programming that you're used to from 2023, but we're hoping from next week that is the case.
We will be back next week, but we, not this week.
Not this week at all. Let's start Thursday night, Raiders Knights. Again, my analysis is going to be bare bones. Lockie's going to be carrying the show as he does around the NRL season. Man's mustache is popping. Like my lid, and we need to just make sure that, you know, we give him his due when he's done the research, and he's done the research this weekend.
Oh, look, if researching is just watching the football all weekend, I don't want to not research.
Exactly, continue to research. But what I noticed from this game is that the Knights just looked fucking clunky, dropped a lot of ball, and the Raiders just capitalized and just took it up the middle to them.
Yeah, Raiders were dogs.
Yeah,
like, it was one of those things where it's like, I think the Knights came out and thought they were going to win. I thought they were going to. Everyone would be surprised if
my
nobody
tipping sucked this week. Yeah, I think I got one.
I think the Eels winning saved a lot of tips, and they were one for probably six at that point. Because
I think I might have spite picked the Dogs. That's how bad I think I tipped this week. I think
I can't do anything for you about that.
No, I didn't. I went para.
I don't know. I think the Knights just looked a bit clunky. They didn't have the individual brilliance of Dom Young. There's a few times Tuala got the ball and you would go, you know, if there's Dom Young, maybe makes a line break there, or he gets downfield and then get a roll on. Doesn't happen with him. It wouldn't surprise me if Tom Jenkins gets a run soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring out Milky, he'll play. Ponga was good. Gamble had some good moments, but just directionless, just not straight enough.
Yeah, yeah.
They just need to run harder, run straighter, run faster, and things will come off the back of that. They're too good. Yeah. They have too many good players to not do anything off that. I mean, mm-hmm. The Raiders, on the other hand, don't have too many good players.
Yeah.
They've got a really, really good forward pack. Their forward pack belted everybody. Hoskins, that's probably the game of his career.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen him play better for Penrith. Used him as an aerial threat. He ran great lines.
Good to see.
Fogarty, just kicked him around the park. You know, he had the most try assists last year off kicks. That's a stat they put up during the game.
Jamal Fogarty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That
kind of surprises me.
In a league with, you know, like your Jerome Hughes, your Cleary's, your Moses. Your Chad Townsend even, like with his kicking game.
Yeah, like, but I don't think the tap backs count.
Well, even Adam Reynolds, right? Like,
yeah.
People like tries, playmakers like that, and it's Jamal Fogarty who's leading the way. So I don't know. Yeah, so it was really surprising. Everyone played hard. I will say I loved it when Hosking scored that try. Hastings was right near. It was like on the spot.
Yep.
And Rapana just kind of pulled him in, rustled his headgear and gave him a little tap on the back of the head, and Hastings pushed him off all salty. So good to see the grub running around. I don't know. The Raiders, I think it will probably impress more people than I thought coming into the year.
Yeah.
But I don't – teams are going to be ready for them now.
Yeah.
There's no element of surprise like in round one. If you take a night off against Canberra, they can beat you.
Yeah.
So teams have to lock in, and you can't, like when you play the Dogs or the Tigers, you can't kind of take the night off. But
yeah.
I think they're just not talented enough to do this all season.
I think it's one of those, like Ricky got him up for game one and he's not going to be able to do it for 27 games.
And also the Knights look bad. Like if the Knights looks good, maybe, but the Knights look
I don't think the score really reflects either, because the Raiders put some over it like in the last minutes as well. 69th and 79th minute, they're scoring. I mean, Jackson Hastings did get one in the 76th, but it's...
And it was just silly stuff. Yeah. Like the Levi try was just lazy.
Is that the one out of dummy half?
Yeah, just banged a shot out and Safidi and stuff just weren't there. And I don't know, I think Adam O'Brien's a pretty shit coach. You and I have been on that bandwagon for a while.
Yeah.
When they won 10 in a row, everyone went, no, and they extended him. I think he's benefiting off the team more than the team's benefiting off him.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they'll look at that extension, but he'll definitely probably last the year. They'll give him a full year, and then I think next year'd be when he's back on the hot seat again.
Yeah, possibly. Okay. Adam Fanua Blake showed the Cronulla Sharks what they're in for next year, but the Sharks got the final laugh. 16-12 over the Warriors. But every time AFB touched the ball, it was fucking electric. God, that fend that he had on Kennedy, like Kennedy is still in the shadow realm. That was fucking unbelievable.
His feet are so quick for a big man.
Oh, man.
He's so big and his feet just move so light. And I mean, So I missed the first probably 15 minutes of this game coming home from work. As I said, Georgia was at home, had the game on, was watching. I saw the score. I came in just as they scored that second try, now kicking to go up 12-0.
Yep.
And I went, holy shit, they're going to run away with this. Sharks are really, like, really in some danger here.
Yep.
And then the Warriors worried.
They
Warriors. Did. So I remember having
even in like Wartown.
I know, sold out Go Media Stadium, and yeah, they just like
Mount Smart.
Yeah,
Go Mount Smart.
Go
Media.
Mount Smart Media. They just shit the bed. Just couldn't, like, Luke Metcalf looked electric.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he was great.
Roger looked good. Roger was all right out there.
DWZ was getting involved. Had a couple of near misses like he does, but they just couldn't. I don't know what it was. They just. I honestly think they thought they were up and that was it.
Yeah.
I mean, they thought this is it, 12 new up, easy win, coast here. And the Sharks.
To be fair, it's the Sharks. They typically roll over in games like this.
Yeah, and so that was going to be my next point, where I was like, it was really impressive from a guy like Hines, who, you know, as soon as, what, 2 weeks ago, we were criticizing for his inability to win against a good team.
To criticize.
And I will, until it becomes in the finals and it becomes evident then.
This has become like a mainstay.
The Warriors, I do think, are a good team. They look electric. They look athletic. They look like they want it. Mm. And he came back from 12-0 down and won the game for them.
Yeah.
He put them on their back, and Talakai played well, and
Trindle was okay in the
halves. Trindle played well in the halves.
Yep.
Nobody really like jumped out on this game. Like, Jack Williams was good. Their front rows were up. But nobody really jumped out. They just played well as a team, which is what I want to see.
Yeah.
So no, I think it was exactly. Actually, as bad as it was for the Warriors, I think it's good signs for the Sharks.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But I mean, I'm just firmly fuck the Sharks and fuck PK.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I knew he said that snap after they won, and I was like, yeah, of course he has Gronk and watching him. It was a good win. It was a well-deserved win, but just, I do want the Warriors to do well. They got cool jerseys, got cool players. I like when their commentators yell stuff because they got the Kiwi accent.
Back, bro.
I know. So I think they just need to switch that on. This might be a game they look back on and go, fuck, that extra 2 points would have been good come finals.
Yeah, it would have been. All right. Well, speaking of 2 points, you know, a team that didn't score 2 points this week, that would be your Penrith Panthers.
All right. Oh, so moving on to the next
one. Nah. The Storm. Absolutely stifling defense. Bad.
This was, and I think again, this was. It was
Munster.
Yeah, no Munster, no Nelson. I will say Joe Chan looked fucking amazing.
Really?
Joe Chan was just bodying everyone in that back row, like defensively. He's doing that thing where he whacks you and then has the massive, he's got the white mouth guard, so he's got the massive smile going with the white. It's hard not to get into, even if it's against your team. Like, you love it. Like, he's whacking James Fisher-Harris and chatting to James Fisher-Harris. I was like, this is a bad man. Like,
that's not bad,
he's
dude.
Played like, what, 2 first grade games and he's in here with the big dogs. Like, that's what you like to see.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, I don't know. The Storm played amazingly. Jonah Pezzett, he's no Munster, but he really, really picked up the slack there and he was good. They scored off his boot. Javier Coates learned how to catch.
Yep, we love that.
I know. So that's something we've given him a hard time about. I can see you.
Yeah, I'm struggling, bro. I'm struggling over here.
Sorry, we got some technical difficulties.
Cameras died. You just keep ad-libbing and I'll get to where I get to.
Yeah, no, I mean, Penrith looked shitty, really. That's probably one of the worst they looked since the World Club Challenge before that. That 2 week period, I haven't seen them look that bad in a while. I don't know. It would have been nice to score some points. I think they looked really clunky. I reckon just leave it. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. I know it's shitty. I know, but is it dead?
Yeah, camera's dead. Camera's dead. It's supposed to, like, draw power. I don't know why it's not drawing power. So that's very random, but that's okay. Keep going.
We'll move on. Yeah. Look, I mean, Taylor May was the best for Penrith, probably him and Yeo.
Yeah.
Taylor May looked good. Well, I got that try called back. He's bulked up a lot in the centres. Looks like he could offer a bit, but they looked clunky. They just didn't. It wasn't the Panthers of old. So, but they did this last year.
Yeah. They were like slow.
They were 2-2, I think, the first four games.
Yeah. Yeah. It started slow last
including
year.
Including a loss to Tigers. So.
For sure. Oh, fucking Tigers.
And I think the Storm might be genuine premiership contenders.
Yeah, it was good to see Pap out there. I was that was a very nice Pap Pop line. He's very good at that short dropout. Very good
can
at
I
that
just short say dropout. And I know it's my team, but I'm over the short dropout already.
Really?
We're never gonna see another long dropout.
Wow.
Because they changed the rules so it's not a penalty anymore.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
We're never gonna see another, like,
I think some people are like really for it though. I think people like the short dropout. It's potential to have an unforced error or get the ball back or like this. Just I think the reward is higher than the risk.
I think I look at it as a fan of a team that forces a lot of dropouts.
Yep.
And part of it is like, you force a drop out, you've done well, you get rewarded, and the chance that you don't get the fucking ball back.
Yeah.
Or you get the ball back and it's really cooked and you make an error. Like, I think we'll start to see a shift instead of teams kicking on the last into the end goal.
Yep.
To try and force the drop out, they're just going to have guys run and get tackled on the 1 or 2 meter lines, which we've already started to see a bit. I think we've seen an uptick of this even this week. You're going to start to see them run on the last close and I don't know. It just was kind of boring. Like, the short dropout's fun when it's every now and then. It's something different, but every play, the short dropout, you're just like, I didn't see one. I saw one long dropout, and it was the Sharks Warriors game when it was close and they kicked it long just to like kill some time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, he's really good at that short dropout. Meaning in the centers, their back five looks good. Their forwards looks like they're going to be really good this year, Melbourne.
Yeah. Parramatta, they ended up getting up over the Bulldogs. Big Dick was there with Mrs. Big Dick.
Yeah, I saw that. Right. Yeah, they Papa mentioned last week.
Papa Mrs. Big Dick. And
yeah, only one of them would have been happy that
brother one. Mrs. Big Dick. And apparently they were in the doggy section. So I was talking to Big Dick about it this morning, and he's like, "You best believe I was the biggest Gronk," and I was like, "You always are." So
what was he wearing? Did he wear a jersey?
I probably wore a Manly one,
just to be a Gronk.
Just to be him, bro. Just to be him.
Yeah, of course he's a Gronk.
Yeah. But yeah, Eels get up 26-8. Stephen Crichton touched the ball 7 or 8 times, ended up getting over in the very end. Blake Wilson as well. As we said, the Spud Morgan Harper got the first try.
It was a good try too.
It was a pretty good try. Like, the effort was there definitely for the Eels. They had the tap back to Bailey Simonson eventually as well, which was pretty good. The Cardi Party is looking fucking
god. Schmick. He was unbelievable. Like, I don't know. If he keeps it up, Madge McGuire might pick him for Origin.
Oh my days!
He was fucking so.
Wow.
He was one of the. That is the best game I've ever seen him play, and he was doing it all. And he looks really fit. I don't know. Just the Doggies. You need to get the ball out to the left.
Yeah.
You just said they did one spread and it was 70 minutes in and it resulted in a Stephen Crichton try.
Yeah.
Kikau just threw it out the back and went fucking bro. Stephen's there. Crit is there somewhere.
Yeah.
He's going to get this and he
Critter
hit
catch
that.
It.
I got really confused because on that edge, Burton wears the headgear. He wears the headgear.
Blake Wilson wears the headgear.
Yeah. Blake Wilson was playing on the other wing at that time. Okay. So Karaz had shifted out to the wing. But that was the Fox before, yes. But so, like, Crichton ran like an overs line, like an out the back line.
Yeah.
And Burton came in. So it looked like Crichton had gone and went out the back to Burton. I was like, Burton, fuck Crichton. Like, it just looked like it was, yeah. They had a lot of headgear. They had those two, Wilson, Jamin Salmon wears a headgear now.
Oh, stop it.
Ridiculous. Too many fucking headgears. Please eliminate two.
Yes.
Too many headgears. Please eliminate
what
two.
What are we doing with the headgears?
I don't know. They just – I don't think – I think the Burton at six thing is kind of maybe at its end.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk. Even listening to the Matty John show today, him talking about maybe start him in at four, three or four, and get him to run the ball because that's his best asset, and then move him into the middle and see him go from there. I mean, now you got the weak gutter dog there. There's someone else that can play six, I guess, but –
I
that
mean,
doesn't
I,
fill
I'd,
me with a lot of confidence.
I'd go Sexton and Hutch. And Hutch was okay, but he's like, I'd go Sexton and Hutch in the halves. At least he kind of does a job there. I just think it's such a waste of him. He just stands out there. He doesn't go. He's not a six that goes looking for the ball. And
yeah,
I don't know. Him and Crichton on the left just standing there with Kikau just kind of doing nothing. I just wanted to see it. And they turn back into the right for a fucking hit up for some dude named Sam Hughes. Just thinking there's a lot doing out on this. On this side, but I mean, it wasn't great from Serrato saying he couldn't have been prouder of the boys for the effort they put in. And I wouldn't have been that proud of the boys. Like, we'll see. I think Crichton.
You reckon Desi was proud of the Titans?
I don't know. But just last thing on the Dogs, I think Crichton ends up at fullback at some point. Don't think forever. Just Blake Toff was good, but Crichton just having the ball. Hey, just want him to have the ball. I think he's developed a lot in the last 2 years from when that fullback talk started. He needs to be around the ball. You can't pay him $900K and
not have him touch the
ball. And when he does touch the ball,
good things happen.
Fucking scores a try. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
whatever. Well, I'll tell you who was looking like Stephen Crichton out there, but isn't Stephen Crichton. Ty Sloan.
My God. He was looking big,
bro. The man runs a support line unbelievably. He had 3 tries on the weekend against the Gold Coast Titans, who just look fucking buns. Absolute buns.
That's
if the Dragons are going to make you look like this, then you are buns. But I will say this, our Dragons take stance because the Dragons won a couple games early last year as well.
Yeah, and we had the Knights thing the other year when we said they were going to suck. They won the first two games or three games, and it was Sherpa in the TMs before he was on the show telling us, I can eat your humble pie, rah, rah, rah. He takes a shit, and then you know what? They ended up sucking.
Yeah, they did end up
sucking. I will say, great Ty Slow game, exactly what he needed.
Good Kyle Flanagan game.
Great call,
Flanagan. Where did that come from?
I'm going to say there was times I was looking at the Dragons thinking, this guy looks really fit. This guy looks really fit. That guy looks really fit. Can we get a couple of piss jars down there? Imagine if Bronson Sherry had come back with the Dragons. No. I'd be saying we need to get Asada down there on the ASAP. So
stop it.
I mean, that looks really good. And as you said, Tyrell Sloan ran great in support, which he doesn't normally do. So hopefully that shows him that'll get rewarded.
Yeah.
Zach Lomax out in the wing. Had a great game.
Doesn't want to play in the wing, but was like quite good on the wing. So
I wonder if that'll convince him. He ran for like over 200 meters or something. Yeah. Scored a great try.
He's a sneaky for our team of the week. So keep an eye out on that.
I wonder if a good game there will convince him to go, like if Flanagan just goes, mate.
I think Flanagan's just going to be like, mate, shut the fuck up. You're playing on the wing. Like,
I think Flanagan's a good coach regardless. Like the peptide stuff is what it is and everything. But I think he is a good coach and he has a good – I thought he was offered quite a bit of value on – originally he offered value on the Fox stuff. Mm. But then when he was job hunting, he kind of like just was saying –
up on it.
He was just kind of saying good things about everyone, especially if you were a team with like a shit coach. He was always there to say good stuff about the roster. But when he originally was there, I thought he offered some good insight and he was always pretty honest with it. And like with players, if someone was like – hyping up a player, he would say, I actually don't think he's playing that well and give his good reason. So I think it's good for the Dragons who were kind of looking like they were sitting in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. If he can come in and get them turned around.
Direction.
Ben Hunt looked happy. He gave the double thumbs up at the end of the game.
Ben Hunt football did look friend. Happy. Oh, friend. Football friend.
So same thing. I think you can't – I don't think you'll be able to take a night off against the Dragons, but yeah, I don't think they're going to win a whole lot. They'll still be down and around
think,
that.
No, I don't think they're going to win very many games. I think it might be a bit of Ricky Stewart about him getting the game.
Yeah,
I think he's a better coach, but I just think that, like, just, you know, get the boys G'd up, like, because there would have been a lot of people that put the Dragons low on their ladders this year, and he would have been posting that kind of shit in the locker room and been like, going out.
Well, you saw the camera sign, didn't you? Well, it had the fuck 'em sign.
No.
He just said, fuck him. It was like a sign on this green text, little camera logo in the corner. It said, fuck him. It actually was amazing. And I go back and forth on Ricky Stewart. I love him sometimes. Like, just the way, just, you can see why the boys get up for him, mate. What's the message for round one?
Fuck him. Fuck him. Yeah, literally. Well, speaking of fuck him, North Queensland Cowboys absolutely bent some Dolphins over today. Thomas Dearden. Captain Thomas Dearden. Little Tommy.
Tiny Tommy.
Tiny fucking Tommy. He was a gun today. Mm. He was a gun. One of the best defensive halves in the game. Has like learnt a little bit of offense as well.
Only Queensland team to get the win.
Dominant win too. It looked like they were going to go close to 50 with Kyle Felt going in the corner there. But, you know, he fumbled it just a touch. Look, just a good all-round game from the Cowboys. Hillam Lukey with a head knock, but like still had a great shift. Don't know what the hammer was thinking when he tried to kick that ball back and then it just ended up in Lukey's fucking hands.
Fell for the dummy of the flick.
The Zach Laybutt.
The Zach Laybutt dummy. Sold him it. Oh my God.
Some say he's still looking for it. But it was a good game. Like the Cows were just there in support for each other. It looked like the Cowboys of 2022 where, you know, they were running Castle Hill and they were fucking up in Townsville and they were doing the thing. They were supporting each other. They were getting back. Even a couple of the Dolphins tries, they if they had passed that ball 2 seconds earlier or 2 seconds later, like, you know, sometimes they get away with the
they
try.
They just, you get it and you go, fuck, that's great defense, better offense.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Some of the breakaway stuff too, like the Cowboys were getting back. So captaincy agrees with, both Cotter and Tommy Dearden. I think Tokololo looks like he's enjoying his football again. Which is like really fucking nice. Labor's
good too. Crazy that Hiku was your center all.
Bro, this dude's just playing I was talking about this, bro. What are we doing? What were we doing with Peter Hiku?
I would understand if
maybe, but like he wasn't like a cow.
That first year, what, that 22 2 year where you guys made the prelim and he was playing well for sure.
Yeah.
Even though he had games where he didn't look great.
Yeah.
Team was playing well, whatever. But when you're looking bad at times last year, it was like you got this kid. I know Laybutt is what it is. He's not going to be like a superstar. He's never going to be like a superstar, but he's pretty fucking good.
Pretty fucking good.
He plays for Kummels, doesn't he, Laybutt's?
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
they both play for Kummels. Yeah. Him and Kyle, is it? Is he Kyle?
No, he's Zach.
Yeah, Kyle Laybutt, Zach Laybutt. Yeah.
But the Cows are really good. And Hillam Lukey's going to fit right in there without Cohen Hess. You know, we're so fortunate in having him and Jeremiah Nanai, who also had like just a fucking game.
Yeah. It's the Cowboys, it's going to be the same as last year. Like, Cowboys had games like this. They literally won a game by 60 points against the Tigers and then lost the game.
No, we lost it first. We lost
and then we came out and
pumped them.
And to me, that summed up the Cowboys season. They just need to stay consistent.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if this is a case of Cowboys are looking really good or if the Dolphins, who really looked poor, continue to be poor.
Yeah, they didn't look fantastic. A bit like in the Titans game, their inside the red zone was not great.
There was a few clunky teams there. There was lots of breakaway tries, like all round.
Yeah, a couple of breakaway tries. So I'm just, you know me, I'm just excited when the Cows play well. It's and even better when the Penrith Panthers don't play well.
Yeah, it's tough. You guys sitting up at first. I mean, Penrith will get back. We've got a tough couple of weeks. We are
number one, baby.
Got the Broncos next week.
God, that looks good. Look at us.
And then the Eels, the Dragons.
What an odd top eight after the first round. Cows, Dragons, Eels, Raiders, Seagulls, Roosters, Storm Sharks.
The bottom four is fried.
Yeah.
Like there's...
there's some Knights, Dogs, Titans, Dolphins.
Also, Raiders, can I just say I hate the 2 points for the bye?
Yes. Not great.
I never used to care, but I care more now.
Not great.
It's just dumb. Like you should just get nothing. You didn't play.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Who's the least favorite?
It would be 126, the West Tigers.
They must have updated after today's games because I'm looking at some of those teams. I'm thinking, is Penrith still favorite at 21?
Yes.
No, Broncos are firmed in.
No, but Broncos are firmed in, but Penrith are still favorite.
$4.
So it is what it is. You'll continue to see stuff from us and from the Woody Better. He sends his apologies, 1 for 4.
But the one was the ridiculous one.
The one was ridiculous.
Bradman Best did get one taken off him. And I thought we were on a Thursday night and I went, this is going to be a good round one. And
it's
killer when you got him in the when he's got someone in the first game and doesn't get up and you know the weekend's done.
Then you know the weekend's done, yeah. We might need to work out like an emergency jump on.
Yeah.
If we go in the first week, but we'll figure that out. We'll tee that out with the Woody Better and with each other. Thank you for tuning in, Lachlan. Thank you for taking the reins. Did it feel good to have the power?
Yeah, it was all right. It was a nice quick one, breeze through it. But you know, we got some good stuff coming up. So keep
an eye.
You know
why it was quick? 45 minutes of the Sherpa's fucking weekend,
where he
bro.
Just forgets what he's done, bro, and then he's just starts at a Wednesday.
I just, you know, we're in here, we're short, we're sharp, we're snappy. You know, you guys have had your analysis. Everything's been good. You've caught up on our weekends, where a lot has been done by the both of us.
Yeah. More by you than by me, let me tell you.
I'll tell you what, it was a weekend full of friendships, obsession, and fitness. So, we'll go from there. Shout out to you, Locke. Shout out to me a little bit. Shout out to the Sherpa a lot.
Yeah, when he's back, when he's here finally.
Yeah, we hope you enjoy our little surprise.
Yes. I don't know when we're gonna tell everyone what it is, but I'm excited for when we do.
I'm very excited. If you've been in and around the socials, you know what's happening. So there's we've been alluding to it. We've been touching on it. And in between touching on it, we've been touching ourselves.
Of course.
So we will see you in the next one. Again, cannot guarantee we won't touch ourselves between now and then. See you then.
See you then.